Okay, here we are down at the Gaiety Theatre for the latest in our series for the Green Room podcast. Come down in the midst, halfway point for the Madfa Easter Festival of Plays 2025. And it's curtain up in about an hour's time, so we better not hang around this evening. And it is White Cobra who are performing this evening. We've got a few of them sitting around in the murk of the stalls as we await the audience to appear in, I don't know, about 45 minutes' time, I think. And we'll just catch up and hear a little bit about what brings them back to the theatre, what they like about drama. We'll start with the gentleman on my left, who I think, now then, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about White Cobra.
Yeah, hello, my name's Richard Jordan. I was one of the people that set White Cobra up when I was a young man.
a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple of decades ago. Yeah, I mean, we've been, I think this is our eighth visit. I suppose we're regulars. Why do we keep coming back? One reason's the theatre, the Gaiety. I'll say to anybody, this is the best theatre I've ever been in. I just think when you walk in, your jaw drops. It's a pleasure, it's an honour to perform in this theatre, and that's one of the reasons we come back. And I've got to be honest, the ice cream and the island. We love coming back to the Isle of Man. So we make a bit of a holiday out of it. We love doing the shows here, and it's just something that's become part of our calendar now.
What got you into drama in the first place?
I wasn't really very good at anything else. acting the fool was about the only thing I was only ever good at. But I've got a really strong memory of my mum taking me to the Pantos in Northampton, where we're from, to the Royal Theatre. And I just remember sitting there watching Pantos and just thinking, I can't believe this is actually happening in front of me. And the fact that every single show is a unique live event, and there is nothing else that's like that. It's magnificent.
Are you performing this evening then or not?
I'm not, no. I've performed a few times here, but I'm the roadie now. I brought the set in the back of the trailer. So that's what happens to actors. You start off, you win the awards, and you end up just driving the set.
On the slippery slope. Right. Who's treading the boards this evening? There's a couple here. There's a couple here. Right, we'll come to the back here. So just like to introduce yourself.
I'm James Burgess. This is my first proper White Cobra play experience. Like the rest of them, I'm from Northampton and originally from Duston Players. But this has been a really new kind of experience for me. I've not been to the Isle of Man before, let alone the Gaiety Theatre, and this is something else.
So what is your experience when you say something new for you?
Well, for one thing, it's about three times bigger than any theatre I've ever performed at. For another thing, I'm acting with some wonderful, talented, crazy people who have been an awful lot of fun to spend the last 6 or 7 months rehearsing alongside. It's a brilliant ensemble piece, isn't it, Fraser?
It most certainly is. Yeah. My name's Fraser Haynes. I'm one of the other. I'm the elderly one of the ensemble by a number of years. Yeah, but I mean. I can only echo what James said. I mean, we've been doing this since September, and it's the great fun of the whole thing has been the cast and Matt, the director. But coming here is, I can only echo what Richard says. This is the most fabulous theatre. It's my favourite theatre to play in. The people are always so lovely, but it's a wonderful space to be in. And, you know, we love coming to the festival because what it does for us is that it allows us to have a great week here to see other stuff, admire the other stuff that goes on and just be part of a really good festival. We've been touring it since January. We started at the Royal Theatre and then we took it to places like Oxfordshire, Cheshire and so on. So it's been around the country, but yeah, this is the very last performance. So hopefully we'll get it right tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we have a third member, cast member as well?
No, I'm the director.
Matthew. Director, right. Yeah. Just introduce yourself.
Matthew Fell.
Okie dokie, and tell us about the play tonight.
It's based on the book by Graham Greene and the film Our Man in Havana that starred Alec Guinness. It's set immediately before the Cuban Revolution, so pre-Castro days, just about. It is four actors playing about 40 different parts. It's very fast-paced. It's comedy, very frenetic. If anyone has seen The 39 Steps, it's very much of that kind of ilk. Lots of fast scene changes, character changes. And I think that's just a fantastic thing and an opportunity for the actors to be able to experience, to do all those different things in one performance, one show, and to take it round and let people share in that. It's a great piece of theatre for an actor to be involved in, I think.
And how does it work with White Cobra? I mean, do you choose the players? Is there a committee? Or?
Richard and Kate, who is also one of the White Cobra founders, approached me about a couple of years ago to see if I'd be interested in directing it. I don't know whether Richard had seen it before or read it, but thought that it would be something they'd like to do. I read it and thought, yes, this is a fantastic piece of theatre that would be good fun, a good challenge for everyone involved to be able to do, especially the technical side as well, as goodness knows, 100 sound and lighting changes all the way through. So it's a very full-on and immersive kind of experience. So, yeah, a bit of both, really. Directors are able to bring potential projects to White Cobra, and White Cobra also approach directors. It's a nice balance.
And how's the Gaiety for you? Are you used to working in theatres this size?
No, not at all. I mean, like these guys, I'm also from Northampton, done a few things at the Royal and Durngate there. It's similar to the Royal, but it surpasses that really in terms of how beautiful it is, really. It's glorious in terms of the size. I went up the lighting box earlier, and my goodness, it's quite a distance and it's quite a height once you get up there. So it's just fabulous. It's just a wonderful old Victorian space. I mean, it's amazing. They all said how wonderful this space is and doesn't do it justice. It's just, incredible.
And just a question for anyone, really. I mean, does this add to the pressure, to the excitement? Do you feel more that you have to sort of, be on your top mettle when you're in a bigger theatre like this, or no odds?
No, I don't think. I think in the end, we do the show to the best way we can for the people who come, and that's what we aim for. The fact that it's a massive venue, much bigger than where we normally go, is it's not irrelevant, but it doesn't cause us any problems because we're still doing the same show.
And because it's the last one, we are extra determined to enjoy it to the fullest. But also the fact that, as we've mentioned, we've toured this all around the country. No two stages have been the same. They've had entrances and exits in completely different places. The space we have backstage has gone from the size of Cuba to the size of a cupboard, and we've got to fit all these props somehow in there. So we find every time we turn up to a venue, we have to really reimagine how we perform it, and that can be very stressful. But when we get out there and start performing it, we've never gone completely wrong yet, have we?
No, I couldn't possibly comment. No, we haven't.
It's a very rewarding experience as an actor, again, as James was just saying, to do a show on one night in one space, then take it to another night, to the next performance, the next night, different town, completely different space, different challenges that you've got to overcome on the night without having had the luxury of lots of rehearsal time in that space. You've just got in there that day, set up, had a look around, run through it quickly, and thought, right, crack on. And from a actor's perspective, that's quite an improvisational kind of challenge, which again is a great opportunity.
Yeah, it's the most rewarding and it's the most enjoyable part of it as well, because it means that no two performances are the same, absolutely, no two venues are the same, and it just gives you such a variety. We're very lucky to do what we do. Yeah. Very lucky.
You can come to each performance fresh, because you've got a new set of challenges ahead of you, and how you adapt the thing you've been working on for the last 6-7 months into this fresh environment. It really keeps it invigorating and reinventing itself, which I think is good.
I was going to say, does that keep you on your toes? Because I suppose you could say, if you're doing it for a long time, you could get complacent and you think, here's another production.
This definitely keeps you on your toes without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
It's one of those. It's just that type of show. You have to concentrate for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're in trouble. But fortunately, we all do.
And I asked before, obviously anyone who's in theatre, performing on stage, directing, has got an attraction to the theatre, there's something about it. What's the magic that you think that sort of, it's a lot of hard work, it's a lot of commitment, what brings you into it, or what keeps you doing it?
That's a very good question. I think it's, like Richard said, for me, it was, apart from drinking beer, it was the only thing I was ever any good at. Yeah, so, James, let me...
Well, I'm self-employed, so I need to escape from the horrors of daily life. I spend all of my working hours in a garage by myself. And then the evening comes and I think, well, great, what play can I go and rehearse tonight?
So it's an escapism to a degree.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's absolutely a survival instinct. I love it. And my partner also is into Amdram. So we have these projects on. And sometimes it's nice to act with but friends, family, close ones. Other times it's nice to act with All This Thought. No, who have become like a second family, especially going on holiday to the Isle of Man all together has been something really unique and special.
Mm. And you're right, and you quite often hear that when you're talking to people and teams who are going around, that it does become like a sort of surrogate family, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Mm. It does, yeah, yeah. We are a very, very close-knit group, without a shadow of a doubt. We're all good friends, and we make each other laugh a lot. Yeah. Not on stage, obviously, but off stage, a great deal.
We said projects. What projects are coming up next for anyone?
The next for me is we're doing the King's Speech at the Royal Theatre in Northampton from the 19th to the 21st of June.
Fantastic. Well, listen, time is marching on. I know you probably want to get ready, and then look forward to that beer later on. So I'll just say, break a leg, everyone. Will we be seeing you at future festivals, hopefully on the island?
If we survive.
Yes.
Break a leg, everyone. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.